Are you keeping that old standard kilogram made of that exquisite alloy of platinum and iridium? Well, maybe not you, but national laboratories and international collaborations have had these. Not only are these expensive, they appear to gain and lose tiny amounts of mass, enough to throw a metrologist, a measurement scientist, off his or her feed. It's hard to even make comparisons, having to travel to perhaps the international kilogram kept in isolation in a chamber near Paris. Handling any of these masses, standard or copy, can add errors, even without fingerprints to worry about. So the international community has a solution. It's the same kind of solution that they use to define the meter, the second, and the ampere. Define it in terms of the fundamental constants of nature. Two of these, for the kilogram, are the second and the meter, and the third is Planck's constant. That's the one that gave us the definition of the quantum, and a third of Einstein's Nobel Prize. Now, any lab anywhere can have an accurate kilogram. However, this required that scientists agree to a reversal. Fix the numerical magnitudes of the physical constants, rather than take old physical items such as a standard kilogram and try to measure the physical constants in terms of them. It works. Is it critical to have such exquisitely precise standards? Not at the produce market, but there are many stories linked to having such standards. The prototype kilogram is dead. Long live the kilogram. I'm Ben Skuchik with the Science Digest. For more, see science-technology-society.com.